This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
It's a new year, and it's time to get your picks in 26 with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop Bob's for hot new styles featuring the latest technology, like stylish sleeper sectionals with immersive Bluetooth audio, relaxing reclining sofas with LED lighting, and fabulous fireplaces with mood lighting and speakers, all at Bob's everyday low prices, of course. So if you want to refresh your room for less, save big by stopping in or shopping online at Bob's Discount Furniture.
They may have been scared of me. Rob Manfred walked.
Are you going to hang around for the Rob Manfred interview?
No. I'm going to listen, and I advise everyone to listen. I think they will do a great job, or at least Big Mac will do a great job. I'm just kidding, Craig. But I ask you, Tiki, because it could have been as simple as Craig was ashamed of me. Craig was like, no, I don't trust Evan around Rob Manfred. Well, you have now been my partner for almost the same amount of time, and I want you to be honest with me. You're also very connected. Is there somebody you would not bring in to have around me?
I like the hard question because you have to ask it.
Well, maybe it's also being ashamed of me.
Why would I be ashamed of
you? I don't know. I'm just asking. Like, is there?
You're a passionate, informed sports fan. Now, you're a troll sometimes, but I don't think you would troll a person of authority.
I wouldn't.
You'd ask the hard question.
Did I troll John Mara?
No,
I asked him
not.
Tough questions, but I mean, I thought it was respectful.
That's exactly right.
So there's nobody that you know that you would say,
no,
I'm not going to bring him in while Evan's around.
Maybe.
Oh, maybe. We got one.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah, Woody Johnson.
You son of a bitch. Hey.
That's a good one.
Sorry, Evan. Sean and I got to handle that interview.
Yeah.
Are you worried that while there's a line between respectful questions and just being a jerk?
I think your fandom would take over.
Yeah.
Like your emotion would just get the best of you.
Well, the truth is, Rob Manfred was on with Joe and I a decade ago and he walked off our show. And I think he walked off our show because we started killing the Wilpons to him uncontrollably. And it was the Joe Torre golf event, and he used these. I gotta go.
Right.
I gotta go play golf.
Oh, it's my turn. Oh, I'm up. Okay, I got you.
But those guys will do a great job. That's at 4:30 today. Now, if you could ask Rob Manfred one question, and Big Mac is listening right now.
Yep.
Craig may be listening right now. What would your one question be for the commissioner of Major League Baseball?
My question is, how are you going to, and again, this is boring to most fans, but it's interesting to me. How are you going to handle the financial discrepancies? And I know that's why you're pushing for a salary cap, but the Dodgers are exploiting the system. And look, let's face it. They did not have a good year this year. They battled injuries all season long, and they still won it.
Yeah.
If they're healthy and they keep adding, Kyle Tucker could go there. Tarik Skubal could end up there. Like, how do you beat them if you don't change how much money they can spend?
Yeah, the problem with that is it's easy because it fits right into what Rob Manfred is going to try to do, which is impose a salary cap on the Major League Players Association, which they are never going to accept.
The caveat is without doing a salary cap.
Okay.
Because the players aren't going for it.
Yeah, and that's the thing. Like, he won't use salary cap. I'll give everyone a guide to Rob Manfred because I know how they try to BS us all.
Mm-hmm.
He won't use salary cap. Big Mac may, Craig may, he won't. They don't like using that term. So they'll talk about like different mechanisms to bring salaries down.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm telling you, forget if you want it or not, the players will blow up the sport over it. Or they'll both blow up the sport over it because baseball players aren't going to go for it, just like we saw in 1994, even 1995.
Right.
So it is a death sentence to us as fans if a salary cap is pushed. What's your one question for Rob Manfred?
Very easy. Rob, in the next 10 years, are the Yankees and Mets in the same division?
There you go, Sean.
Next how many? 10?
I'm giving that the 10-year window.
I think that is probably for everyone in the audience.
And what if he says no?
He's not going to say no.
And then what if he... So the follow-up is then, well, have you even talked about it?
Exactly.
Yeah.
Well, I want to see the answer, and then you give the follow-up.
If you've talked about it, then it's happening.
It's funny, of all the things that impact all of us as sports fans, that one is going to impact us the most.
Mm-hmm.
Like, your CBA questions are very important, especially on the eve of a lockout a year away, and the way all that's going to be handled, and the financial issues in baseball, and the billionaire owners who don't spend and pocket the money, and all that is completely fair. Rule changes in baseball, all completely fair. Robo-wump, all that stuff. But what will impact the day-to-day around these parts is the eventual day, and it is eventual. The Mets and the Yankees are going to share a division. That is going to happen.
Right.
So that's a good one, Sean, because I do think that that will impact more of us.
Yeah. And he answers that. It's a talking point immediately tomorrow.
Absolutely. No question. I remember he made a quick blurb about that during the Little League series. And it was
the Little
League
series.
The Little League game. The Mets,
I know. The
Mets Mariners game. I think my one question would be worded in the douchiest way possible. I'd say... The biggest problem this sport has is all your billionaire owners who pocket money and don't spend it. The disgrace that is the A's, the disgrace that is the Pittsburgh Pirates. What are you going to do to tell those cheap-ass owners to spend more? Actually, now that I asked the question, I know why Craig didn't want him. I'm very disrespectful.
Because you could have asked that so much simpler.
I don't want
so much less accusatory.
They'll do a great job. That's coming up at 4:30 today on the Carton Show with Craig Carton and Chris Big Mac McMonagle. Let's get back to your calls. 888-808-1019. John is in Bricktown. Hey, John.
What's up, guys? Happy New Year.
Happy New Year, man.
Evan,
it's the last day, by the way. You can say Happy New Year. This is the last day. I'm just telling everybody.
It is
the last
day. Week after New Year's Day.
It's a week after New Year's Day.
All right.
But Happy New Year, John.
I believe your son just made the greatest point in sports debates that my family's had in years.
What's that?
Who cares about number one? Who cares about a number one pick, Tiki? How many number ones haven't worked out?
A lot of them. A lot of them.
Evan, let me ask you this. Is your son a Net fan?
Yeah, he roots for all the teams I root for so far.
All right, well, let me ask. Do you remember who went number two over number one years ago?
You got to be
Michael Jordan.
Oh,
and who went number one over Michael Jordan? Do you remember?
Yeah, Kim Olajuwon.
Sam Bowie.
Sam Bowie. No, you're right.
It was Sam Bowie.
Yes.
And we could have had him. Could you tell your son, your friend dropping breakdown says, number ones don't matter.
That's true. I mean, Spencer's all over it. He knew exactly what to say. By the way, Hakeem Olajuwon did go in front of him because Hakeem was number one. Sam Bowie was number two.
Right.
Michael Jordan was number three. Just for the record. So... We got to clarify the facts here. I was right, but not to his point, which is that the Portland Trailblazers took Sam Bowie.
Yeah, but that was also the era where the big men mattered.
No, I know. You know what's funny about this? So Hakeem
was the center.
Hakeem Olajuwon is a Hall of Fame center.
Yeah.
He won back-to-back NBA championships in 94 and 95. I've always wondered this.
Oh, my God.
If you're a Rocket fan, do you regret taking Hakeem over Michael Jordan? Like, I know that sounds weird. I mean, Hakeem's an all-time great. Two titles. With Michael, you could have won six.
But part of why Michael won was because of the construction of that roster.
Well, you're assuming that they wouldn't have been constructed well.
I mean,
after
Jordan had a lot of years where they weren't great.
I understand. I'm just asking a simple question.
And it took some time.
Sean, you're a...
Sam Bowie? He averaged less than 5 points in his career.
Nah, that's an all-time bust move, by the way.
Wow.
Would you regret... Like, I'm trying to think of a better
example. No, we have a good one in New York.
Roethlisberger?
No,
you guys won the same amount.
You have to act in a world where Tom Brady was picked in the top five to have this conversation.
Oh, so would you rather have had Eli or Tom Brady?
Because Olajuwon won two rings.
He won two NBA championships.
Just like Eli did.
He's an all-time great player. No one's saying he isn't. But he's not Michael Jordan.
Of course.
Won six. That's all I'm saying.
And I know Hakeem is better than Eli, but I'm just trying to find apples to oranges. Yeah, you'd rather have Tom Brady.
So my question is, and I apologize because this wasn't our last caller's point.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
More that getting the number one pick doesn't ensure anything, though in this case it did because they ended up drafting Hakeem Olajuwon, which kind of proves that his point was a little bit off. Mm-hmm. It's 2-3. Would we regret drafting a great player, even if the great player is great, but not nearly as great as the guy who was two picks later? The guy who was two picks later is the greatest of all time.
How do you not want the greatest player of all time, even if your player was
so
great?
So if you're a Rockets fan, you would say, I love Hakeem Olajuwon, I sort of regret it.
I don't know how you don't.
Okay, that's all my question is.
Now, you're not nearly as miserable as another team. But
oh, a Trailblazer fan. I mean, of course. With the Sam Bowie stuff. Yeah,
good point, yeah.
All right. Good call. Appreciate it. All I know is that a five-year-old has made the greatest point in WFA in history, so that's good to know.
I don't care. Who cares? Shut up, Dad.
What's made me sad is after I shut the camera off, he said, when are we going back? Mm. And I said, son, it's 9 months from now. And 9 months for a five-year-old is like a million years. So as bad as the Jets are, he had so much fun going to these stupid games.
Now you're going to start taking them to practice.
No, you take them back. The tickets are cheap. Go to the World Cup with them.
The soccer?
Yeah, you get back to MetLife Stadium.
That's not football. He's into football.
It's football.
It is football.
Ah, you know what I mean. Mm. You know what I mean. Let's go to Rock on Long Island. Hey, Rock.
Hey, Rock.
Hey, guys. How are you? Just two quick points. One, what do you think our chances are now that Stephen Ross and his big dollars and McDaniel is out of Miami? What do you think our chances are of signing John Harbaugh? And two, do we lose out on a good candidate waiting on John Harbaugh? I mean, it's like some concerns that I have right now.
We did it before earlier in the show. You can rewind on the Odyssey app if you missed it. When we think the Giants are going to hire, mid-January is about the time that these coaches, because what is it, the 17th? When's the title games? The conference title games?
24th.
25th. So right after that, if you want to wait on a coordinator, that's when you figure it out. But that's really late. Because think about how late Liam Cohen felt last year.
Yeah.
That was January 24th.
Yeah, they're not waiting on a coordinator. Yes. Let's go step by step.
So the Giants are not.
The Giants are not. This is why this is good news for the Giants. You guys can relax in terms of timing.
Yeah.
That's all I'm talking about. Not what they prefer, but timing. No one is being hired today or tomorrow. Okay, John is not even taking interviews reportedly until next week.
Mm. That's because he was waiting to see what Steve Ross would do with the Miami Dolphins.
My gut tells me the new coaches hitting the market like a Mike Tomlin or a LaFleur would only happen if they lose this weekend. Mm-hmm. I doubt if the Packers, especially the state of the Packers right now, if they go on a deep run, I very much doubt LaFleur is getting axed. So I think we're going to get your final tally of available coaches you would be interested in by Monday. We're going to know the answer. And that's when you're going to interview John. And I think that if he is your first choice, even knowing the newly available coaches, you offer him the job and you hope he gets it. Right. So I don't think timing is really an issue. I don't think they have to wait. I was pointing out with Sean the other day, waiting is important. And what I meant by waiting is waiting for the results, waiting to see, hey, is Mike Tomlin going to be available? Which I'm starting to move in more and more to your territory of, even if he's
not with the Steelers, right?
Yeah, even if he's not with the Steelers, he's not jumping to another team. I think you're going to turn out to be right about that if there's a breakup. So I wouldn't be worried about timing. What I'd be worried about is Joe Shane going to be a negative factor here. The Dolphins are hiring a GM. That could give them an edge on the pursuit of John Harbaugh. So I'd be worried about that a little
bit. But that's only because Chris Greer was let go middle of the season. You know what I mean? It's coincidentally lucky for the Miami Dolphins.
By the way, when I think of 1-2, I'm sorry to go back to that, Greg Oden and Kevin Durant. That's the ultimate. And it was Portland again.
Wow.
Which is crazy. Right. Yeah, Portland took Greg Oden.
Odom, I mean,
Seattle at the time took Kevin Durant.
Odom could have been, he just could never be healthy.
I know, but the thing is, like, Bob Gelb, who's great around here, brought up Sam Bowie was not really a stiff. He got hurt.
Yeah.
Well, but that's a part of being a boss.
Right, 100%.
Unfortunately, like, it's fair, but that's Greg Oden.
That's Odom.
It's a part of it.
It's crazy, man. You think about Portland, they just blazed the trail for bad picks.
How long was that marinating in your head?
Last 30 seconds.
It's pretty good.
That is a good one.
Steve's out in Newark. What's up, Steve?
Hey, Steve.
What's up, boys? Let me first off by saying, Evan, I love you. It's been 15 years. I listen to you daily. I disagree with almost everything you say. I hate all your teams. I think you're a douche at times. But
thanks. All right.
I do agree with you on one thing.
All right.
My kids go to school in Morris County, New Jersey. I checked out their school calendar this year.
Yes, because that applies to me, Steve. Back. So let me know. Let me know. That Ooh. Applies to me,
oh.
too.
They do go back September 1st, the week before.
This is a problem.
So, Peaky.
This is a problem for us, Steve.
If your kids are in Morris County.
Yep, they are.
God bless, brother, because the summer's over a week before it's over.
Here's the bottom line, Steve, and I appreciate that the one place we can find common ground on is this. I will use the bully pulpit, as will Tiki of WFAN, and I want to make this very clear to the superintendents out there. We're not going. They're not going. So if you want to start school on September 1st, God bless you. We are not sending our kids. We are not allowing this to become a new trend. It's not happening. So you're going to wait until September 8th. Is that the Tuesday after Labor Day?
I think September 8th is Sunday.
September 9th.
Something like
and
that.
By the way, the same goes around here. We're all going to be taking our summer vacations right around that time. You're not hearing Boomer and Geo that week. You're not hearing Evan and Tiki that week. You're not hearing, well, you may hear Big Mac, but you're not hearing Craig that week. We're off. And so are our kids. And if you got a problem with that, too bad.
Yeah, that's bad.
Tiki agrees.
I'm with you.
I mean, it's just it's the only time I can go. Because once football starts, it's over. And so I don't get to take vacations.
I think a lot of people with various jobs are in the same boat. Like, you're probably more able to take vacation right before Labor Day. So our kids aren't going. So I've realized I'm no longer mad about this. I'm defiant. And we're all going to be defiant together because no one's sending their kids. I just texted my neighbor. I broke the news to him. First, he was stunned. And then he said, cool, my kids aren't going.
You know what? There's another world though, I'm thinking about.
What's that?
Could be a good week for like a Montauk house or a Fire Island house if a bunch of people are going back to school and it is still summer. A little less people, a little cheaper.
Do you think that some people will feel bullied by the school schedule and say, oh, I have to go?
Make no mistake. We're going to be in the minority.
You think so?
Oh, yeah. Because not everybody takes vacation that week.
Right.
And how many people?
And they're like, get these kids out of my backyard. I'm tired of these kids running around all afternoon.
Exactly.
Go back to school. Teachers, it's your job now.
Interesting.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Is your home stuck in a style slump? Well, 2026 is your year because Bob's Discount Furniture has incredible finds that pack a style punch and won't drain your bank account. We're talking statement pieces like the gorgeous Sophia sofa and loveseat with channel tufting and super comfy Bobo-pedic cushions, or a farmhouse storage bed that hides the mess and still looks beautiful. Want to cozy things up? Snag an electric fireplace and make your home feel like an actual hug. They've even got the latest technology. Their showcase immersive sofa has Bluetooth audio, heated seats, massage, power recline, and LED lights. It's like having a movie theater in your home. Make 2026 the year you love your home. Get your picks in 26 at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Making plans with asthma can be awful. It always goes from, that sounds fun, to, in this weather, what if my asthma acts up? I got tired of saying no, so my doctor suggested Dupixent.
I'm Rachel, and I'm sponsored by Regeneron in Santa Fe to share my story with real patients like me.
Dupixent, dupilumab, is an add-on prescription maintenance treatment for adults and children 6 years and up with moderate to severe eosinophilic or oral steroid-dependent asthma that's not controlled with current asthma medicines. Dupixent is not for sudden breathing problems.
Dupixent helps people breathe better in as little as 2 weeks. And now I don't even think twice about saying yes to Plansmore, rain or shine.
Severe allergic reactions, including skin reactions, can occur. Get help right away for face, mouth, tongue, or throat swelling, wheezing, or trouble breathing. Tell your doctor right away of signs of inflamed blood vessels like rash, chest pain, worsening shortness of breath, brown or dark-colored urine, tingling or numbness in limbs. Tell your doctor of new or worsening skin symptoms, joint aches and pain, or a parasitic infection. Don't change or stop other treatments without talking to your doctor.
Do more with less asthma. Ask your asthma specialist about Dupixent by name. Visit Dupixent.com or call 1-844-DUPIXENT.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover is accepted at the places that I love to shop. Getteth with the times.
With the times?
You're playing the lute. Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.